This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. A lot going on in the Umpqua Valley to talk about. We're going to celebrate. What we're going to talk about, celebrate literacy. Or we're going to celebrate literacy, something like that. That is the point this afternoon. Maxine Durst in and Marlene Swanson as well. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
So let's talk about a little history, first off, on the celebration of literacy. I mean, because it's been going 22 years, which I am very intrigued with. And I'm curious at the front end of things, this had to be like a conversation with a couple people of talking that led to a lot more.
Oh, you mean why it started and everything?
Right.
Yeah, well, one of our members went to a meeting, and this celebration of literacy was being done up in the Gresham area. And she heard about it, got excited about it, came down here, and we talked about it. That's Al Trusa talked about it, and talked about whether we wanted to try to incorporate something like that into Douglas County. And what we first did is we called a meeting of all the organizations in town, mainly the service organizations, because we wanted to get their cooperation. The idea behind Celebration of Literacy is that it's a motivational reading program that really is an immersion into reading and reading-related activities. So we wanted a number of activities during a week-long period of time. Now we're up to a month. But anyhow, so we met with all these organizations, and that's how the Battle of the Books got started.
Wow. And so at that point, it was just two places in the state doing it? Just here in Gresham?
Well, that's doing the Celebration of Literacy, yes. And theirs only lasted about 3 years. We're the only one in the state that I'm aware of right now.
So, Marlene, how did you get involved with all this?
Well, I was... of course, involved in teaching and was interested in, you know, promoting reading. So I was asked to join the group, and that's how I got started, actually, from the very beginning. I was involved Battle of the Books was my initial start with it.
Well, and I know that a lot of the people throughout the years have had, you know, in fact, most of them have had some tied education.
Yes, a lot of them, because I have contacts in every school. So that when something comes up, I have somebody to talk to or to email back and forth. A lot of these people I've never seen. We just know each other by email. And, you know, we've become friends that way. And then they retire and somebody else comes on board. And so it's really just grown and grown.
Now, if I remember right, though, you didn't work in education, right? Or did you?
Me? Yeah. No. My background, I was a county extension agent. I was 4-H club agent here for 10 years.
So, but obviously there, literacy is still important, too.
Oh, yeah. I think it's important that people realize how important literacy is. You know, if a kid wants to get into computers, he's still got to be able to read what's on that screen. Or if he wants to wait tables, he's got to be able to read a menu and talk to people. I mean, it goes everywhere. We say that reading is critical for future success, foundational for all learning, and is fun.
So, Marlene, talk about your teaching. Where did you teach? What grades? What kind of things did you do over your career?
I began my teaching career in Eugene, but then moved to Roseburg. And I finished my teaching career 17 years at Fir Grove School. And that's where I was when I became involved with the Celebration of Literacy and Battle of the Books.
So what grades were you teaching?
Primary, first grade mainly at Fir Grove.
So that's really... where it all begins as kids. I mean, it should begin sooner, but by then it's really important that kids are, you know, ready to go.
Well, it's a very exciting thing, of course, when children begin to read and you get to be part of that process. What's very exciting with Battle of the Books is you see the excitement within the schools with children, students competing together and being very excited about reading.
And sometimes with kids, I mean, every kid's different, but some kids, it's like you've got to read because you've got to be able to do this math assignment or social studies or reading. But talk about the difference that you saw as a teacher versus a kid who could read, but one who really wanted to read just to because they enjoyed it.
Well, that's true. Reading is fundamental to all kinds of learning, and it's so, I think, the competition with the Battle of the Books, it put students together at all grade levels, but especially from third grade forward. They became team members and were very excited about the various titles that they might not have discovered on their own with the Battle of the Books.
And then when they start getting excited, it seems like it just expands exponentially.
Absolutely. The whole school is involved because they have their school competitions, and all of the students get to sit in on that as they, as team members qualify to get to participate in the Battle of the Books.
So, Maxine, when you began this, did you think, well, let's do this for a few years? Or did you, was there really a thought there?
I don't think there was a thought. You know, it was a matter of this is a project we think we want to undertake. How's it going to go? But it just, you know, it just kept going year after year after year. It's changed. Oh, and the pandemic really changed.
Yeah, talk about that, because like everything else, you kind of had to retool.
Rethink everything.
On a dime.
Exactly. That's right, because we were well into getting prepared for another one when this all happened. Of course, with Celebration of Literacy, kids are inside. They're pretty much meeting in rooms and so on. So we had to start thinking outside. You know, can't go inside anymore. No social distancing. And so that was when we came up with the two ideas. That first year, we had a gigantic book giveaway. We fortunately have a group of women who work with books all year round and get them ready to be given to kids. And so in Fir Grove's parking lot, actually, why they had a great big book giveaway. They could drive in, the parents could drive in, and the kid could reach out the window and point at the book they wanted. And they gave away over 4,000 books, I think it was, that day. Then the other thing was we've always had what we called a reading fair it started out at Roseburg Valley Mall and then ended up at the fairgrounds. But it's, and this is where Marlene was really involved, it was a bunch of booths, most of them related to reading. If it was a craft, they still had to be able to read the instructions. And we had about 14 different booths, and we had inflatables that they would go in and read, and we had all sorts of fun things, but it was indoors. So the idea came, well, why don't we talk to the Wildlife Safari and see if we can move out there? So we did, and we've worked with them, and they've been very gracious to us and have allowed the kids to go through the drive-thru with no charge. And that's a lot of kids. I was trying to remember, I think we had, with kids and adults, we had about 3,000 go through last year.
Well, and in 2020 in particular, and in 21, there were times out there at the safari because it was one of the few things that people could actually do because they were already together as a group
right.
or family, where I remember seeing pictures of the traffic jams clear back to Highway 99.
Yes, we were in part of that traffic jam the first year. That would be,
we're much
that
better
was 2020.
Now.
And we had a talk with the, our people examined what was going on and their people did and finally figured out what the problem was. And last year we didn't have any traffic jams at all. Worked really well because we're putting a lot of cars through there. For them, they tell me that it's just about like a busy summer day.
Wow. Well, it's interesting how all this has evolved, and you get a lot of cooperation from the schools to make all this happen.
The schools, we have made about 8,000 flyers, and the school's role is to pass those out. So we, Marlene was part of the group that packaged them up, you know, 8,000 of them. We went through and packaged them up and got them ready. ESD takes them to each of the schools, and they send the flyers out. We ask that the families, when they come to the Wildlife Safari, they bring a flyer to show they're from Douglas County. Or I understand this year we also sent them out electronically. So if they have one electronically, they can show it from their phone, whatever, to show they're from Douglas County. But that's the main emphasis as far as the schools. Now the schools have another place We do the play. This year, Umpqua Community College is doing the play. It's always been done by Roseburg High School Drama Department, but this year UCC is doing it, and whether that's the reason, I don't know, but we've usually had about 2,000. We have 3,600 pre-registered to go to the play this year. And that's a play that deals with the importance of learning to read. It's been a fun thing we've done every year. And so we're excited. We don't know what to think as far as numbers, but we're excited about this year.
All right, going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249 tomorrow. I am live from the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show, so look for me out there for Inside Douglas County and a segment of the Noon Report. We're talking about Celebration of Literacy. Maxine Durst and Marlene Swanson in this afternoon. So many things going on, and as part of the event at Wildlife Safari, you've got a lot of different booths. One of them, Marlene, you're tied into with the Sister City one. Talk about that.
Yes, because our theme is about reading is a treasure and piracy. So the Sister City group will be out there doing origami and with the children. We're teaching them how to make a treasure box with origami, and then we'll have a candy treasure to put into their treasure chest that they're going to make. So
And for the Sister City group, this is interesting with kids getting interested in reading because it's one way they can learn about other cultures, and then yet you can also tell them about what your organization does.
Yes, our Sister City program is it used to be called the Shobu Roseburg Sister City program, but Shobu is a small town and became incorporated, so now it's Cookie City, Roseburg Cookie City, which is in Japan. Program. And so that's why everything that we have done in our activity is related to the Japanese exchange program and their culture.
How many times have you been over there?
At least 5 times.
What was your first reaction, first time you went?
Well, it was the most wonderful reaction because it began with a student exchange program, not an adult program. So we got into the schools. Harold Winfield was my first husband, and he and I took 13 students to Japan for the first time, and we were awestruck and thought maybe that would be the one and only time that we would get to make that trip. But the Shobu students, middle school students, were so excited, and their system supported it. So that program now has existed for at least 30 years. So. Very
wow.
Exciting time.
And is there another trip planned in the next couple of years?
With the student program, yes, but we don't have a date for that because COVID has played havoc with the exchange. But the Sister City program, we are expecting guests to come June the 2nd through the 8th. We'll be here, and we'll be visiting. We plan to visit Fir Grove School and have lunch there. So.
Well, neat. A lot going on with that. And there are library events. Talk about those.
Right. We've already had a couple of library events. And this coming Thursday, there'll be an event at Roseburg Library with this theme of find treasure in books. Why, of course, pirates are the big thing. And so there'll be pirates at these libraries reading to kids. We, particularly down in Canyonville. Canyonville's going way out. Putting together a program and having pirates and treasure hunts and all sorts of fun things going on.
And also, let's back up to the safari event again for a moment. You talked about the different booths and things there. Maybe mention what some of the other ones are.
Okay, sure. We have a pirate hat making. We have a battle of the books. a book walk. It's like a cakewalk, the old-time cakewalk, you know, only every kid gets a book. We have face painting. I remember when we were at the fairgrounds, we would have long, long lines. So we expect a lot of kids wanting face painting this year. We have a book room where they're going to be able to go and be read to. We have a treasure toss where they're going to have a chest and the kids toss something in anyhow. And they get prizes. There's all sorts of prizes.
Pardon me? One county.
Yeah. And then the other thing is Head Start will be there. Also, SMART, the reading program, has decided to join us just this last couple of weeks. So I don't quite know what they're going to be doing, but we have all sorts of booths. Then the big thing is, you know, where the dome is. Down in the dome, there'll be tables by age, and kids will be able to go and pick, as I understand it, 4 books. And they'll be able to use their own books and take those home. Then back in the Cheryl Ford room, we have another booth, the exchange program, where they'll bring a book and take a book, although I understand if they don't bring a book, they still get to take books home. In fact, they gave away 600 and some books back there last year. We gave away totally 11,000 books last year with Celebration of Literacy, a little over 11,000 books.
Now, Marlene, tell us about one aspect called the One County, One Book entries, because you're kind of like a judge for that, right?
Yes, and that's an exciting program. Actually, I think Maxine's the one that initiated that for us, and schools may in Douglas County may participate as they choose to. There's one book, and all of the schools have access to that book and can make a report on it. They can do videos, they can do dioramas, they can do a written report or just pictures to report on that. And those are judged, and they the winners, was 3 winners, right?
3 winners.
Right. Mm-hmm. That will be honored and recognized at the Safari event.
Wow. And they get prizes. The first prize is $100, second prize $50, and third prize $25. This was another program that was initiated because of the pandemic. This was something they could do at home. You know, they have guidelines. We select the book. They all read. This year it was While You Were Away, and it fits right in with the Sister City program because the book focuses on a young woman who is Japanese, but she's raised in the United States, and her parents don't feel that she is learning her Japanese, so they send her to Japan. And it's a very interesting book. Anyhow, that's the one I have the entries at my house now, and it's interesting because we told them to be creative, to do interesting things, and we have 2 girls who have sent them in electronically, and so far Marlene has been able to access them. I haven't, and our other judge has. So, you know, sometimes being creative is the best thing.
And real quick, what's the status of Battle of the Books?
Battle of the Books this year will be in Coos County. The pandemic, again, was havoc with it. And the regional competition is between Douglas and Coos counties. And a woman stepped forward finally that was willing to coordinate this for the region, and so it's going to be over there. It has affected us. We had 30 teams signed up. We only have 14 going that I'm aware of.
Wow. Well, still a lot happening this month with Celebration of Literacy. We're out of time for now. Maxine Durst, Marlene Swanson, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listen. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.